Ben hadn't said anything. Winnie had sensed that in the past couple of months he'd been dating other women. He wasn't cheating on her. They had agreed at the beginning of their relationship that they would not be exclusive and would be good friends with benefits. In fact, it had been Winnie who had insisted on it. She'd just come out of a dull, loveless marriage and wasn't looking for anything long-term. At the time they met, Ben was between relationships and admittedly dated and bedded a long list of women, many of whom were Winnie's age. It seemed the perfect arrangement. They had a lot of respect, admiration, and even love for each other, but were not in love with each other. For the first 2 months of their relationship, Winnie was pretty sure she was the only woman Ben was dating, as they were almost inseparable. At some point, she felt a slight shift in his attention, like a small tremor rather than an earthquake. Ben still called regularly and came over, and they went to dinner and on dates, but it was less often. When he was with her, she felt as if he'd left part of himself someplace else, like a sneaker forgotten at the gym. Then suddenly, he would be back in her life and her bed with gusto. A week or two later, the pattern repeated. She said nothing. She had no hold on him and wasn't ready to give him up any more than he seemed ready to move away from her permanently. Last night and early this morning, Ben had made love to her like a thirsty man being given water, and when he sensed that she was once again his only lover. "Once I got settled in this house," she explained, "I had little to do except write and got inspired by this particular story." She quickly shifted her eyes away from him and back. "It's not a long book, and I banged out the first draft in just over 1 month, then showed it to Anne-Marie Hattersley."
"Your writing instructor?" Ben asked. "Kathy's friend?"
"Yes, but I'm not taking any of her classes right now. Anne-Marie always liked my work and said if I finished something, she'd want to see it. I was actually working on something else when I got the idea for this book." A wide grin split Winnie's face horizontally, this time without any guilt for the story's inspiration. Anne-Marie about wet herself with excitement after reading it. She said it could be a hot seller and encouraged me to self-publish it.
"But why self-publish?"
Ben asked, right before shoveling his last bite of cereal into his mouth. "She told me these romances do well self-published, especially in e-book format, and if I tried to get it published through a publishing house, it would take a very long time and they would get most of the money." Minnie picked up her coffee mug and took a big swig. "I figured I had nothing to lose by trying to go independent, which is what they call self-published authors these days. Besides teaching writing, Anne-Marie does freelance editing. I hired her to do the editing work, and she turned it around quickly. After that, I went back to the computer and worked it over until it was polished. Anne-Marie also gave me a list of book cover designers and other support services. While she was editing, I looked into those people and hired one to design the cover." Winnie ran a hand through her curly silver hair. "It's been a wild ride of editing back and forth, proofreading, revisions, and everything else that goes with putting out a book so quickly. Now we're into marketing, and Anne-Marie is using her contacts to help get reviews and the word out about the book, while I try my best to build my social media presence." Ben put his empty cereal bowl in the sink and stepped forward until he was leaning across the island in front of her.
"But you could have told me, Win. I would have supported you any way I could."
He looked hurt and sincere. Winnie was very happy she hadn't said anything about him seeing other women. She shrugged. "You've been so busy flipping your latest house and with church construction that I didn't want to bother you." He reached out and stroked her arm.
"Never feel I'm too busy for you, Win, no matter what."
He paused before adding,
"Even if it seems like I'm not around much, I'm still here for you. Remember that."
She placed a hand over his. His body felt as